chief, my U.S. Marshals just showed up in my house, and they want to talk to me. It's my lawyer.
Sure,
so I just want them on.
No problem. You're not in any trouble. We just need to ask you about some comments you made. That's all. That's all.
Do you mind if I record
the conversation? There's no legal process.
Since you have something.
Nope, I don't mind at all.
Sure, this, I like to do this that way. I'm not putting words in anybody's mouth.
Okay.
We're getting exactly what you're saying. So give me one second.
Does this have anything to do with the other day when, like, the SWAT team showed up at our house?
No. Your house?
No.
Yes.
What was that for?
For my wife supposedly wrote some letter that she was going to shoot up hospitals and... Because this sounds about as crazy as what happened the other week.
No,
and
no.
That's on file with the Boca PD. I can get you the number.
Okay.
Well, let me start with the administrative stuff really quickly.
Okay.
So the time right now is 14:20. Present are Deputy Marshals Keith Lawson, Dennis Munchell, along with...
Elliot Bernstein.
And
my lawyer, Lolly KJ.
And we are here at... what's your address?
2753 Northwest 34th Street.
Okay. So, in short, we were apprised that there was like a streaming media type thing where you mentioned Judge Kimball. There was something about streaming him up or some kind of thing. And you got to understand that the atmosphere right now.
I said something?
Yeah, sure. It was on a streaming podcast or webcast or something. Blog Talk Radio, Hidden Truth Revealed. On July of 2022.
On a radio show?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's all we're asking for. We just have to check the box, clear the air.
Okay, I filed an FBI complaint against Judge Kimball
mm-hmm.
for what I can only say is his pedophilic ways against my children. He threatened them, then sanctioned them for $50,000. While we were accusing
Hello.
Him.
Hi.
And
Hi.
We've also brought it to
you
the sheriff
for
as
anything?
Well. Just wondering if Boca PD just drove by.
Do you need me for anything? Sorry, I'm
we don't.
Yes, this you should be here.
Oh.
And this is my wife, Candace.
Oh, I am Dennis.
Hi.
And so we were in a court case with Judge Kimball, and yeah, I think he should be tried for the crimes we're alleging against him by the FBI, who we've reported it formally to. By the sheriff,
Are
who's
you guys
now
the FBI?
By the oh, sheriff, who's now, but this is good. By the sheriff, who's now got a formal complaint against Judge Kimball for what he did. I think he should be tried, convicted, and if so, for the crimes I'm alleging, what he's doing, hung possibly.
Well, so
whatever the jury would determine.
Do you understand? And I'm sure your attorney would agree that when you publicly make statements like that, you invite the attention of the people responsible for protecting.
If public officials violate laws that cause them to be tried, and a jury convicts them and says, hang them, electrocute them, whatever, I'll push the button.
Sure, of course.
Okay.
If they were to go to court, but that's different. So we're
Well, that's what I say. So I'm sure if you look at what I said, you have to try and convict him. I'm not saying go string up judges.
Okay, that's kind of what we have to get.
Oh, okay.
We have to clear up.
I'm saying if there's
you
a dirty
you don't
judge,
have a plan. You don't
if
have
there's
a, plan.
A dirty a Jeff Epstein judge, somebody who's letting a pedophile off, and we try him as this country,
sure.
Which is what we're supposed to do, and he's convicted, hang him if that's the hanging is the cure.
Okay. So are you saying that? Is only as a result of due process.
Correct.
He's gonna go
100%. I would never. I'm a pacifist vegetarian, so we can start there, and then you'll know my violence capability. I do call for a pitchfork revolution. I do say that our country's in turmoil and that politicians need to be tried for crimes they're committing, not get off. And I do call the public's attention to it. I'm all over it. I got. A lot of FBI complaints against federal judges, state judges. I just exposed to the country over the last years that here in Palm Beach County, judges were grabbing little old ladies and killing them through guardianships. That's what that show is about that I'm on.
Okay.
We are now getting to the point where the judges are being accused of complacency. I am involved in several state and federal complaints against these judges and lawyers who are grabbing little old ladies and killing them. for their estates.
If that is the case,
yes.
Sure. As long as it goes through due process of law.
But I'm right all now, about it. But right, there but is right no now, process.
Let me ask you questions. But what I have to clear up, and in order so I can close yep. this report, saying
right.
you personally are not going to hurt Judge Kendall.
No.
Okay. You have no plan to do so.
I have plans to due process.
That's fine.
Cause
specifically okay. that question though. You have no plans.
No, I'm okay. not violent. I have no guns.
Okay.
No weapons. I.
You know of nobody speak. Who's trying to hurt Judge Kimball.
I know nobody who's okay. trying to hurt Judge Kimball.
Then that's.
I know Judge Kimball could be setting this whole thing up because he is a very sick, psychotic man. This is a man who my attorneys, the people on my complaint that are witnesses to his crimes are attorneys, like Lalit K. Jane here,
sure.
who are all witnessing these judges doing crimes that require due process, you guys to arrest them. Right. But since for some reason they're above the law, if you haven't noticed lately, these guys like Kimball are walking around preying on people, stealing their estates. Are people gonna get upset? I'm sure they are. I see people filing with the state of Florida just changed its law on guardianships to try to protect against some of this. You have Rebecca Fairley still on trial in Orlando right now. It's breaking nationwide. We need your help to arrest people like that. That's what this is all about. That's what I'm on that radio show promoting. That people go to the police. If you listen to the show, what do I promote? Go to the police. File a criminal complaint, name the judge. When they tell you, oh, judges, you have to go to the judicial, no, we're here because they're violating penal, not ethical, not judicial. The state bar can't do anything, they're useless. Drinking organization, I think. But that's where I stand. You can find that in 100 criminal complaints across the nation today. I'm involved with trying to bring these people down. I would never suggest violence on any person, or animal, or yeah. thing.
No, and you're absolutely within your right.
We catch the palmetto bugs and take them outside. You know, that sounds weird.
Those big, ugly ones. He
but it doesn't leave a mess either, if you know what I mean. Like cream puff mess.
Is there anything else? I mean, listen, everything.
There is.
In order to file through the judicial system, you know the process, correct?
Yeah, you guys can look my name up. I'm all over the internet. I'm up against yeah. corruption.
We've been going to the sheriff's.
I'm
and
up
the police
against judges
everything.
Big time.
Yeah, definitely.
In several states, helping people out of guardianships. We freed a whole bunch of people, brought national attention, and right now they're retaliating. These judges are retaliating. I mean, like I just said to you, what was it, 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago? We had. Four agencies show up here, helicopters and police cars.
You know what that was?
Yeah, because yeah, she
was
supposedly
swatted.
Sent a letter
that's what they,
saying
the detective
she was going to go with my dead father and my son to go shoot up hospitals in Florida. So that's all checkable on the Boca PD, they'll tell you. So yes, they were here asking the same questions. You guys have weapons? Are you out to, I said at that time, I said, if they had picked, instead of hospitals, courts, maybe you'd have a better, but we like hospital
people. That's not even funny, but
yeah, you know
it was,
I mean.
We yeah. were targeted for like a swatting thing for no reason.
Did you have business cards?
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Lolly.
No, I don't. I ran out.
Can you write down your...
Actually, sure.
Or can I take a sure. picture of your badge?
We don't like to do that, but I will give you my name and number. I'm a Deputy U.S. Marshal out of the West Palm Beach office.
Okay. And let me see your badge matches sure. that. I will take a picture.
And I'm a supervisor with the marshals.
Okay. Got real guns, that I could tell you.
Yeah.
That looks pretty real, but no name or...
Well, you didn't sit, pick that up for Halloween yesterday, did you?
No, 20 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, they look pretty real. So yes, we're
that's good looking how it's got like the little place to put that in a special.
Yeah, it's just so kinda, in case it falls like that.
You guys should wear uniforms too, by the way.
Well, we tend to, but we try not to scare folks. Like, we have vests that say our police and all that stuff.
Yeah.
When we're out on the air. But like, we try not to, you know, that's not our... So, we need you to understand that there is due process.
Good.
And you're explaining that to us, right?
Yes.
You would not in any way, shape, or form want to harm anybody.
Anybody.
Either the judge or anybody in the judiciary. Or any movie.
Period.
That's what we have to check.
Yes.
And we work for the judiciary.
But
with the most marshals.
So do I. I'm working outside it a little bit, but I'm trying to bring about the same result, justice. And that's all I want to see these people get. If it's hanging, if it's whatever they deserve for their crimes.
Yeah.
But they need to be arrested, mm-hmm. meaning people are actually making criminal complaints, and they're still getting away with it because their name is judge or lawyer. Get rid of the lawyers.
I'm sorry, that's the worst business card I've ever had. I thought I had more in here.
Yeah, my title keeps changing, so I don't.
You have a name and something?
Yeah,
right,
I'll write
down. Thanks.
You can put it on
the
title.
If you're getting promotions, that's a good thing.
Well, we thank you guys for your time.
So I can close this out so nobody else should be bothering
right.
you. However, if you do go on any kind of media, just be careful like the words you use.
I do.
Especially in the climate right now,
and
what happened in California recently.
I get it. And that's all scary to me, too.
What happened in California recently?
The guy with Pelosi.
Yeah.
Oh.
He attacked her husband with a hammer.
Yeah, no, we're not lunatics. We're very smart, and I do believe we're bringing... And Lalit is also trying to cure the justice system as a lawyer for 50 years. I work with him daily.
So he knows there's a process. And
here, the whole show, everybody knows I get pissed and tell people, get these guys arrested. Otherwise, we're never going to win in their court.
So we're closing the interview at 14:30 hours.
Thank you, Deputy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you guys very much.
Be safe.
Thank you.
God bless. Always something.
You came at me with. But I was like,
something's hitting that paper.
I'm like, what is that? Oh, what is that? I was like,